it's been a special Sabbath, hasn't it? And I'm grateful that each of you have been here. There are great stories that go way back to the beginning that help to encourage us as we go forward into what God has for us. I am reminded of a dark, dark night in 1868 when a couple of guys in Petaluma had a dream. And in this dream, they saw two men come into town and start a fire. Everyone loved the fire. They loved the light. They enjoyed the warmth from it. Everyone just really liked the fire, except for the other pastors in town. They seemed threatened by it. Nevertheless, these two men got that fire going, and then they proceeded to start four more so that there were five fires altogether. Now, Mr. Wolf and his friend were Christians. They were members of the Independent Church in Petaluma. And they believed that God was trying to tell them something in this dream. After all, they both independently had this dream. And so when they read in the paper a few days later that a couple of evangelists from New York were on their way to California, they couldn't help but wonder if just maybe these men were the same ones they had seen in their dream. Several weeks passed by, and they heard that John Loughborough and Daniel Bordeaux were now in town, and it was time to look them up. So they went to the door, and they knocked on the door, and when they opened it up, there was Bordeaux, and there was Loughborough. The two men looked at them, they looked at each other, and they said, "Yep, those are the two guys we saw in our dream." And they proceeded to invite them to set up a tent and conduct evangelistic meetings there in Petaluma. Mm. They lit that first fire on August the 13th, 1868. And from there, the fire quickly spread to one place, another, until the fifth fire was lit here on June 10, 1869, right here in Healdsburg. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, they had a baptism out at the Russian River. And 7 weeks after that, there were 35 people who said, "It's time to start a Seventh-day Adventist church in Healdsburg." For 140 years, that fire has been burning brightly here, and we are the heirs to that legacy. We are still here to light a fire. We have a mission, we have a purpose, we have direction, we know what our job is. And so today I have three quick ideas to share with you on how you can help light a fire here in Healdsburg. And the first of these is to pray. Now, I know you're all praying people, but I want you to get more intentional about your prayer life. And I want you to pray for people here in Healdsburg. I want you to create a prayer list if you don't have one already. And on that prayer list, of course, you're going to want to put your family. And you're going to want to put your fellow church members. But I want you to make it a point to also list on there people you know here in Healdsburg who are far from Christ. People that you know are on a spiritual journey. They're coming to important juncture points in that journey when they have to make decisions. I want you to be praying for people here in Healdsburg. There's another thing you can be doing here, and that is prayer walking. A lot of you go out for a walk every morning.
Your mic's not on.
My mic's off?
No, it's not on.
We can fix that. I've been trying to get out of this pulpit for a long time, and you sent me back. But the other thing that we can do is prayer walking. When you go out walking in the morning, when you go walking in the evening, as you go by each house, you can be praying for the people who live in there. Pray for the issues that they're dealing with in their lives and praying that they'll be making a decision for Christ. And I would urge you to pray for our community leaders, our mayor, our city council, our public school teachers, our firefighters, our police officers, the editor of the paper, and all the rest. We need to be praying for our friends across this community so that God can light a wonderful fire that sweeps across our whole town. The second thing I would say that you need to do, and I need to do, is to be very intentional about developing friendships with people here in Healdsburg. And that comes hard for a lot of us. You know why? Because we've been in the church a long, long time. And after a while, we get to the place where the only people we know are people who are right here in the church with us. So I'm encouraging you to be very intentional about making friends with people out in the community. One way you can do this is to identify your hobbies and your interests. What is it that you really like to do? What are the kinds of things that particularly grab your interest? And then go out and find people who have those same hobbies and those same interests. You're putting time into that hobby anyway. Do something for Christ with that. Now, what you can do is go join a club or organization that does the kinds of things you like to do. And there are all kinds of them here in Healdsburg. I mean, there are garden clubs and hobby organizations and agricultural associations and historical societies and all the rest. I got really curious the other day. I went to the Healdsburg Chamber of Commerce website, and there I found a listing of all the clubs and organizations in Healdsburg. Guess how many there were? More than I thought. 85. And I suspect that there's a lot more than that. But I would encourage you, when you go out the door today, to stop by and get from Debbie or Ron Wheeler a list of those clubs and organizations. We printed them off for you. And I'd like you to go through and identify some club or organization that fits with your interests and go join that club. Now, some of you may be saying, there's nothing in there that interests me. I'm a Harley mama. Or I like to arrange flowers or decorate cakes or make quilts or whatever, but there's no club like that. Well, then go start a club. Start a club, get it going, and be sure to call the Chamber of Commerce and tell them to put you on the list. Now, through this all, I want you to have fun, but don't forget that you're there also with a mission. And pray that God will give you the insight to know when your friendships are developing to a point where you can share your faith with people and introduce them to Jesus. The third thing I think you can do to help light a fire here in Healdsburg is to invite your friends to events here at the church. There are so many wonderful programs and events here. Parties and picnics and socials and vacation Bible school and health seminars and a small Bible study groups and worship services and all the rest. Do you know that the church growth experts tell us that 1 in 4 unchurched people would come to a church event if someone simply invited them? Now you do the math. How many people live in Healdsburg? 12,000 something? What would happen if 25% of those unchurched people in Healdsburg were invited to come to a program here? Can you see what a significant difference that could make? We could see hundreds of people visiting us each year. And what a powerful fire that would light. I think that you will agree with me that what we have here is a very special church, filled with very special people, with a very special history, with a very special mission handed to us by our very special Savior, Jesus Christ. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to praise him for, not only in the way he has led us down through the last 140 years, but more important, how he will lead us forward and help us to accomplish his mission here of lighting more and more fires for him. So I invite you to stand, and we're going to close our worship service by singing the doxology together. Following that, be sure to get the papers from Ron and Debbie as you go out the door. Be sure to take a look at the timelines and join us for lunch.